Dog of the Sea Waves by James Rumford. Essential question. What changes do volcanoes cause? Five brothers explore the Hawaiian Islands. Manu, the youngest brother, saves the life of an injured seal, and the two become friends. When it's time for the brothers to go home, Manu is unsure if he'll ever see his friend again. Oahu, tree snail. In the days when the sun, the moon, and the stars guided birds with seeds in their bellies to these islands, when ocean waves brought driftwood teeming with life, when storms brought frightened birds in the clouds and insects on the wind, the Hawaiian Islands grew green and lush. The streams and lagoons rippled with fish, and the forests flashed with the feathers of birds and the rainbow wings of insects. Belted wrasse. The Hawaiian Islands welcomed all life that made the long, long journey to its shores, and some 2,000 years ago, they embraced the first people to come. In those days of first canoes, first footprints, first campfires, there were five brothers who came from their home far to the south to explore these islands. They were Hoku, who loved the stars, Na'ale, who loved the sea, Opua, who loved the clouds, Makani, who loved the wind, and Manu, who loved birds. Kamehameha Butterfly. One night, soon after their arrival, Hoku said, "See, my brothers, that new star I've discovered? It always points north." Everyone except Manu looked up at the sparkling North Star. Everyone except Manu began talking excitedly about all the other new things they had discovered. "New things!" Manu exclaimed. "I miss the old things. Where are the coconuts, the bananas, the sweet potatoes? And how about the pigs, the chickens, the dogs?" "We'll go home and bring these things back here with us," said Hoku. "We're coming back?" Manu cried. "I don't want to come back. I just want to go home." But home was a long ocean voyage away, and there was much to do before they could leave. Food and water to gather, and sails to repair. So no one spoke. The next day, as the brothers were exploring a lagoon, Manu spotted an animal lying at the water's edge. "It's a dog, my brothers! A dog!" At last, something familiar in this strange land. But when they got close, they saw that it was like no dog they had ever seen before. It had flippers for legs, a fish's tail, and the body of a dolphin, and it was badly hurt. Manu tried to calm the animal. He brought cool water and cleaned the wound. He built a shelter against the sun and kept the fur wet with seawater. The brothers left Manu. They had no time for an animal that was going to die. They had to prepare for the long sea voyage home. But the animal didn't die. "I will call you Dog of the Sea Waves," Manu said on the third day, as he fed him fish. At the end of the week, the two had their first swim together, and before long, they were playing tag in the waves. Manu made up a silly chant. "Dog of the Sea Waves, dog with no paws, dog with no ears, dog with no wag, we're friends." Manu giggled, and Dog of the Sea Waves tickled his cheek with his whiskers. Granulated Cowrie. "Come help me dry berries and roots for the voyage home," called Hoku. "We need fish," scolded Na'ale. "There's water to gather," scowled Opua. "And sails to repair," cried Makani. But Manu pretended not to hear. Instead, he and Dog of the Sea Waves played together and got into all kinds of trouble. They terrorized the fish Na'ale was trying to catch. They made a mess of the beach where Hoku was drying food. They played with Makani's ropes and accidentally pulled Opua's gourds off the boat, tripping Makani, who fell into the water. No one laughed. The two were separated, and Manu was put to work. Manu gathered berries for Hoku. He caught fish for Na'ale. He fetched water for Opua. He twisted rope for Makani. But every evening after his work was done, he slipped off to meet his friend, and they played in the waves until it got too dark to see. Then Manu swam ashore, and Dog of the Sea Waves went hunting for food. After many months of hard work, the boat was finally ready to leave. At the last moment, Manu dived into the water to say goodbye to Dog of the Sea Waves. As the brothers yelled for Manu to get aboard, Dog of the Sea Waves brushed his whiskers against Manu's cheek, then disappeared beneath the waves. Hawaiian Raspberry. The brothers sailed down the island chain. When they came to the last island, Opua said, "Is that a cloud on the side of that mountain, or smoke? Let's go see." Curious, the brothers anchored their boat in a quiet bay and swam ashore. Halfway up the mountain, Makani felt a warm wind and hesitated. But his brothers told him not to worry. After a few more steps, Manu noticed that the birds were silent. But his brothers paid no attention. Then, a jolt! The earth heaved up and slammed the brothers to the ground. Deep cracks appeared, then flames. Hoku grabbed Manu's hand, and the brothers fled down the slope. But a river of fire cut them off from the sea and forced them to the cliffs. The earth shuddered, and the five brothers jumped into the sea far below. Wakiu Bug. Analyze the text. Analyze illustrations. How does the illustration help you feel what is described in the text? But the sea they landed in was a monster. It thrashed from the earthquakes. It hissed from the burning lava. It lashed out at the brothers and grabbed Manu. In an instant, he was gone. Makani filled his lungs with air and went to the very depths of the ocean, but there was no sign of Manu. Opua, with his voice like thunder, shouted for Manu above the crashing waves, but there was no answer. Na'ale, who loved the sea, begged it to be calm, but it wouldn't listen. Dragon Moray. All this time, Manu was fighting to get to the surface, but the sea wouldn't let go. Then he felt the whiskers. Manu clasped his arms around Dog of the Sea Waves, and up they went. Pom-pom Crab. It was Hoku who spotted them. The brothers raced toward Manu and cradled him above the waves. "Manu! Manu!" they cried over and over as they made their way to the boat. And to Dog of the Sea Waves, they chanted their thanks. Dog that swims the depths, dog that braves the currents, dog that knows the sea, dog that cares for our brother. The brothers then weighed anchor and headed for the southern sea and home. Manu stood on the deck and listened to Dog of the Sea Waves barking goodbye. "We'll be back," Manu shouted. Happy Face Spider. And when they returned, they came with their families. They embraced the land and made it their home. Analyze the text. Author's purpose. Tell in your own words what you think the author wants readers to learn from the brothers' story.